Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. This week we are talking about the cross, and we are talking about the cross as the great interpreter. Oh yeah, Paul says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. This was the theme of the early Christians. They took the message of the cross and the message of the Christ of the cross and made it the power on the earth, a power which toppled false religions and false priesthoods and all manner of false man-made or demonic belief. What toppled it? The cross. Oh yes, and they never once drew their swords and converted people at knife point. No, they preached the gospel, and the gospel of Christ was the power of God unto salvation. And that same power remains with us today. The cross has not become obsolete. Oh, listen to me. The preaching of the cross has not ceased to be powerful and effective. Now listen, I know there are dear Christians who listen to me and you're bombarded by all manner of philosophy. There's preachers telling you today that in this modern age, oh, the cross is out of date. It's out of fashion. Do you know what? They're talking nonsense, because the gospel of Christ is still the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now, let me tell you this. The secret of the power of the gospel lies in the amount of the divine truth which is embodied in the gospel. You see, the gospel is the summary of all the Bible. It is the epitome of revelation. The gospel is preeminently the voice of God. It is God's speech to us. Oh, yes. Remember this? About God's speech and God's voice. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Psalms 29, verse 4. And yet the Christ of the gospel and his cross are not without mysteries, so I know that. Some things are hard to understand. Some things are seeming contradictions. What? Contradictions, Brother McKee? Did you say contradictions? Yes, I did. But they're only seeming contradictions in the gospel. For example, the cross of Jesus gives light, and yet it's the scene of great darkness. The cross of Jesus interprets and makes clear, and still at the same time confounds us. The cross of Jesus raises questions and refuses to answer them. Oh. And the cross of Jesus solves difficulties, but it creates them too. The cross of Jesus locks and unlocks. It opens and no man shuts, and it shuts and no man opens. The cross of Christ is life and yet it's death. It's honor and yet it's shame. It's wisdom, but it's also foolishness. It's gain and it's loss. It's acquittal and condemnation. It's strength and weakness. It's joy and sorrow. It's love and hatred. Medicine and poison. Hope and despair. Oh yes, at the cross we find grace, and yet there's righteousness. There's law, and yet there's deliverance from the law. There's Christ's humiliation, and yet there's Christ's exaltation. All at the cross. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.